And fourth Thursday of the month means State Representative Fred Camillo. We usually have him on at 7:50 at an appointment. We got him on right now. And Representative Camillo, good morning. Welcome. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing okay. And we're going to start with tolls and the special session on that. What's the latest? Anything happening?
Not really. The votes still are not there. The governor has once again changed his plans and now wants to go revisit just tolling trucks again. It's a kind of a mess up there. No other way to put it. It changes weekly. I don't think we're going to be going into session for tolls anytime soon. We were called up there on Monday, really for, I thought it was a big waste of time because we were supposed to override a few of the governor's vetoes, and we just couldn't get it together. So apparently leadership from both parties and all four caucuses are still talking about getting us back in there to actually do that, and at least one of those bills, and then also some bonding. So that's it. It's not much going on right now, we were hoping to get some work done on Monday, but very little got done. So we're just in a holding pattern.
All right. On the tolling issue, I mean, even proponents of tolls are not happy with the governor, so I guess he's getting it from both sides, right, because of his backing off and going back to the trucks, right?
Yes, and he really is desperate to get something, done, some type of tolling system implemented. But, both sides are concerned. On one side, we're saying, it's the trucking industry is, has Rhode Island and the courts over this. Can you even do it? Does it violate interstate commerce? And if you put it up, people who are, who are against tolls are saying, boy, if you put it up, they can expand it later on. So, and even if this governor didn't do it, so another one could. So there's a lot of resistance to this. And then, on the other side, the people who are for the tolls want the governor to go full steam ahead and toll everybody. So, he's trying. He's even one of the things I suggested to him a few months ago in his office was, lowering that state income tax rate to 4.5% or maybe even lower. And making it the lowest in the region, that would really make people pay attention, I think. And then maybe some would start to consider that. But also, I thought he'd have to get rid of all those, several hundred new taxes on various items. That's not helpful. So he didn't mention that, but he did throw that out, the income tax reduction rate, a few weeks ago. So that was a good sign. But again, there needs to be a more coordinated effort, I think, coming from the governor's office on it. I think he means well and he's trying, but there needs to be a better effort and a more organized effort. Otherwise, it's going to continue to go back and forth like a yo-yo and nothing's going to get done.
Let me ask you about the override session. This was about restaurant workers, and I guess they're trying to work on a compromise because both sides were not happy with the governor vetoing these bills. Is there going to be any sort of compromise reached here?
Yeah, I'm not sure. They're working on it. The Speaker of the House sided with our leadership on this and said, the bill was a pro small business bill. And then I guess some of the unions did not like it and there was some pushback there, but no, leadership seems to be at least up until yesterday united on overriding this. I don't know what the holdup was, Tony. I really don't. We were called up to session specifically for that bill, and bonding and that none of those happened. So, I don't know. I assume that they're speaking as meeting as we speak, and something will. We've been told that we will be back up there. Whether that comes to fruition or not, no one knows.
Would that be for a veto override or to pass the bill? It would be for a veto override.
Veto override, yes.
Okay, if they can't reach a compromise.
Yes.
Okay, and is there? Did you mention two bills? Is there a second bill?
There was a couple bills. I'm driving right now. They weren't any of my bills, and I don't know if they were more inspired by the Democrats or the Republicans, but there was maybe three of them, I believe. But that was the main one we were talking about, concerning the restaurants. But I can certainly call back when I get home. But there were three. But this was the main one, and we were told that that was going to be the only one. That the other ones, there was really was no shot the other day. So people quickly forgot it and moved on, and were waiting to debate that restaurant bill and get a vote on it. But I assume we'll be back. They said probably within the next few weeks.
Okay. The downtown train station, is there any state implications with that, funding for that or anything, or is that just a local project?
Right now that's a local project. I'll be meeting with the developer, Ashworth representative, tomorrow on that, just to get updated on it. But that's a town, a local issue, and it's an exciting one. I know some people have some concerns, but the upside is really high on that, and I think a lot of people are anxious to see that get going.
All right, State Representative Fred Camillo, thanks very much, Representative, for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Tony. Have a great day.
Same to you. State Representative Fred Camillo joins us the fourth Thursday of each month, usually.